For most city dwellers, the of a broken doorway buzzer, the screech of a subway car, or bits of sidewalk conversation, excuse me, are the signature sounds of urban living. But for artist David Gunn, they're the sonic elements of a New York City folk song. I've been humming that tune all day. Mr. Gunn's interactive online exhibit is called Folk Songs for the 5 Points. It's a permanent installation on the website of the Lower East Side Tenement Museum there in New York. David Gunn is the museum's digital artist in residence, and he joins us from our studios in New York. Mr. Gunn, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be here.
How does the exhibit work?
Well, the basic idea behind the site is to allow visitors online to explore the sonic characteristics of the Lower East Side in New York. So there's what we call an interactive sound map, which has lots of different sounds recorded in the area, from field recordings of passing buses to local inhabitants and musicians. And visitors to the site can basically explore those sounds in their own way to find out a little bit more about the area and its history.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a seafood salesman.
Free meal. Meal.
And over the decades, wouldn't it be fair to say that often the language in which the seafood salesmen are shouting changes palpably?
The selling of seafood is one of those sort of first entry-level jobs. It's one of those things that maybe you don't need English as a first language to do. Mm-hmm. And obviously related to the Tenement Museum, one of the things we're looking at in this project is how different immigrant populations deal with coming to a new city and getting their kind of, you know, how do they make their living. And so what we have on the site is actually an elderly Chinese gentleman on the edge of Chinatown kind of selling all the things you would expect, the kind of strange and wonderful things, from kind of crabs to all sorts of dried and unrecognizable seafoods.
What do you think these sounds say to us about the way we live now and about the extraordinary melting pot New York is?
One of the things we're trying to do with this site is really encourage a more open sense of what culture is, and to get the sense that it's not a finished or complete idea. It's more something that's always in change. It's always in flux. So every different visitor who goes to this site can remix their own elements of culture involving different cultural groups, different types of sounds and perspectives of the city, to create their own sense of what the Lower East Side means.
Create their own song, in a sense.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think one of the things we're really interested in is the idea of music as a carrier of cultural identity. So if you look, for example, at the evolution of the blues in America in the kind of turn of the century, that's all about two musical traditions, one being kind of African polyrhythmical tradition and secondly kind of Western instruments, combining to create something new that's become a really iconic moment in American history. And this site tries to do something similar to that, using different types of music and allowing them to interact with each other to create something, a fusion, which is a new cultural identity.
As the artist, did you record all these sounds?
Yes. Lots of days kind of walking around the Lower East Side with people staring at me strangely as I put microphones into drains and manhole covers and things like that.
We want to play a section from a monologue that you have. But someone you call Anonymous seems to be an ex-con who's trying to turn his life around.
I start this Wednesday for parenting skills. It's 6 to 8 at night, Monday nights, once a week for 17 weeks. Then after that, they're going to give me custody for weekends for 3 months, a 90-day discharge. And then from there, it becomes legally mine because I have a legal job. I'm a messenger in the daytime. Yeah, if I stay in the same, I'm going to get arrested again. I know myself. And it's an addiction. Money's an addiction. But it's hard being a messenger in the daytime in the winter. It's cold out here. But it's hard. I'm going to look for something else. I put an application in Century 21 the other day.
Who is this man? What can you tell us about him?
This recording is actually, it's an unusual one for the site. What we did was we actually opened up the site to allow anyone who's in the area to contribute their own sounds. And this sound came from a guy who lives in the Lower East Side. And it's actually a recording he'd made in the mid-90s. And it's of a young boy of about 15 or 16. And it really is a small snapshot into a different period in the history of the Lower East Side. It's a time when drug dealing and prostitution were mainly the kind of the main elements of that area, rather than today, where there is a far more kind of complex intermingling of kind of affluent and less affluent people. At that time, it was a very different part of the world. And that recording, that guy had been taken, I think he'd just come out of jail the day that that recording was made. He'd been addicted to various drugs and was trying to find his way out, but at the same time was tremendously hopeful without really quite knowing how he could turn his life around. For me, it's one of the most powerful recordings that were on the site.
How would somebody make their own song using the elements on your website?
On the site, everyone has, there's a series of shorter loops, and some of those are musical and some of them are more field recording based things. And so people can choose the elements that they like the best and bring them together. So it's very much, takes a lot from the sort of the idea of contemporary remixing that we have in sort of with DJ culture and those types of things.
For example, what kind of sounds could we choose from?
We commissioned an artist called Victor Gamma, who came to the Tenement Museum and recorded some pieces of music. And you can combine those, which kind of sound like harp music almost, with field recordings. And one of my favorites is a sound of steam coming up through the subway. But when you listen to it, it's created this strange percussive rhythm that almost sounds like a drum line. You've got a drumming accompaniment to Victor's harp music, but it's created by, you know, the sound of the steam and the manhole covers rather than the actual drummer.
What are some of the interesting songs you've heard with kind of unexpected juxtapositions?
I think whenever you put two recordings on top of each other, it really changes. It doesn't just add an extra layer, it changes how you perceive a sound. So there is, for example, an excerpt from a church service taken in the Lower East Side on the anniversary of September the 11th. And that speech in itself is very powerful. But when you start overlaying that with one of the, there's an excerpt of a jazz song, when you do that, it creates this kind of upbeat and interesting and kind of inspiring feel to the piece. But then again, if you take it, you put another piece behind it and say, take one of Victor Gamma's performances, it suddenly takes on a whole dynamic as a kind of a far more introspective affair.
The prophet Isaiah said, our first concern must be for the poor. I don't think it's an accident that we have it this way. It's for the poor, then for the poor.
As the project continues over the next 6 months or so, I think we hope to see more and more people adding their own sounds so that it really becomes something owned by the community.
David Gunn speaking with us from our studios in New York. And to make your own folk song, you can come to npr.org and get directions there to their website. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Gunn.
Thank you for your time.
After talking with Mr. Gunn, I made my own folk song. Listen for the Second Avenue train, a street singer, and a seafood seller.
Meal.
Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.